Hey there, fellow adventurers of the AI universe. Welcome to the AI Insider, your go-to podcast for everything happening in the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence. Whether you are tuning in on your commute, during a workout, or simply relaxing, I'm thrilled to have you along for this wild ride. Today, we are diving deep into the incredible world of thinking machines, mind-bending multimodal models, and a few daring attempts to push AI beyond its limits. Oh, and trust me, you'll want to stick around for that last part. Ready to explore? Let's go! So let's kick things off with a topic that's not just technical, but kind of philosophical. Have you ever wondered what it would be like if machines could actually think? Like, not just compute data or answer questions, but truly reason, strategize, and even more mind-blowing, challenge our assumptions. We are talking about AI that doesn't just follow a script, but thinks creatively, testing hypotheses and even solving problems we haven't even thought of yet. Imagine this: AI as your science lab partner, helping you discover new galaxies or crack age-old mysteries. Or even better, helping us humans make decisions in those complex moral gray areas. Sounds incredible, right? But here's the catch. If we are creating machines that can think on their own, how do we make sure they stay aligned with our values? It's not just about building smarter machines. It's about making sure these thinking machines are safe. And honestly, that's where things get tricky. Let's just say with great power comes, yeah, you get the idea. Now let's talk safety. Anthropic, a key player in AI safety, is doing some pretty important work. They are actively thinking about the what-ifs when it comes to AI risks, which, let's be real, is comforting. But here's the deal. Just because we are starting to figure out safety measures doesn't mean we can sit back and relax. Oh no. The AI world is advancing at light speed, and we need to stay on top of it. It's not just about making sure these systems are secure from bad actors, though that's obviously important. It's also about fostering a sense of responsibility within the AI community. What's that saying? With great algorithms come great responsibility. Yeah, something like that. We need to make sure that this tech is always used for good and not, well, anything sinister. That means robust security, sure, but also some serious ethical discussions. Ever wished your AI could see, hear, and speak? Well, welcome to the world of multimodal models like Janus. These AI models can understand text, images, videos, and even audio all at once, kind of like how we humans do. It's like giving AI a superpower. Imagine an assistant that can help you write, design, and even create music all at once. The future is now, people. And here's the cool part. Thanks to open source projects like NVIDIA's recent release of Llama 3.1, Nemotron 70B Instruct, phew, that's a mouthful. These tools are becoming available to more and more people. It's like democratizing AI. But of course, with great accessibility comes the responsibility to ensure these tools aren't used for, nefarious purposes. Collaboration is key, but so is caution. Moving ahead, now, if you thought that was wild, let's talk edge AI. Mistral is working to bring AI into our everyday devices, our phones, our cars, you name it. Imagine your wearable fitness tracker becoming so smart it can predict your next workout move before you do. Or even better, medical devices that can give you real-time diagnostics. The possibilities are endless. But with all this AI integration comes some big questions. What happens to our data privacy? How do we make sure these AI tools are being used for good and not for tracking or manipulating us? It's like we are on the edge of something amazing, but we have got to make sure we don't fall off the cliff. Now, let's talk regulations. The EU's AI Act is a game changer. It's one of the first major efforts to put some real rules around how AI can be used. And then there's Lattice Flow, which has a framework to help companies assess their AI risks. But regulations are just one part of the puzzle. We need global conversations across industries, across governments, across communities about the values we are embedding into AI. Because here's the thing, AI isn't just going to affect one part of the society. It's going to change everything from jobs to how we interact with each other. And we've got to be ready to tackle these changes head on. Last but not least, let's talk about IBM's latest move, open sourcing their Granite LLMs. This could seriously speed up AI innovation. Then there's Zyphra, who's managed to create an efficient small language model that can run on more basic hardware. Amazing, right? But, and this is a big but, the research on AutoDAN Turbo reminds us that these models aren't perfect. They can be hacked or manipulated, and that's a big risk. As AI becomes more powerful, the stakes get higher. We need to build strong security measures, and that means everyone, researchers, developers, policymakers, needs to come work together to make sure we are protecting this powerful technology. And that's a wrap up for this week's journey into the AI frontier. Remember, as we explore these incredible advancements, it's not just about being amazed. We need to stay curious, ask the hard questions, and make sure we are building a future we all want to live in. Thanks for joining me on the AI Insider. Tune in next week, and trust me, you won't want to miss it. Thank you.